Alex Anthopoulos is the general manager of the Braves, the man who is reunited with Jose Bautista, and we're very pleased to be joined on Baseball Central by Alex Anthopoulos. Alex, thank you so much for joining us. Before we talk about Jose Bautista, I did want to ask you about Freddie Freeman. Saw the pitch last night getting hit in the left wrist. I believe it was Hobie Milner who threw the pitch. Of course, we remember the game. Saw it last year, Aaron Loop hitting Freddie Freeman on the same wrist. What is the initial diagnosis for Freddie Freeman, and how concerned are you right now? Because he really is one of the game's best hitters.
Yeah, he is. So we're fairly optimistic. He's getting some x-rays this morning, and I'm probably going to get word here probably when I get off this call how those look. But feels better this morning, minimal swelling, things like that. So everything's pointing in the right direction. But again, until you get those tests and you get the x-rays and you know for certain, you won't know. But I would say cautiously optimistic at this point.
All right, let's talk about Jose Bautista. I thought as spring training went on, Alex, that somebody would eventually sign Jose Bautista. It just seemed to me that there would be a fit someplace. When did you guys start talking to him? And can he? Well, I'll just ask you: do you think he can play third base in the majors?
Yeah, I definitely think he could play third base in the majors. I mean, I've thought that for years. Now, the issue and the question is going to be, can he do it every day? You know, how does the grind, the wear and tear of playing every day, obviously in Toronto sporadically, we'd see him go over there and he'd look good. He'd make some nice plays. He was athletic. He had good arm strength, good hands, very instinctive, positions himself correctly, especially with, everyone has so much information now in terms of defensive positioning and so on. I think that certainly helps. But the skill set, he definitely can do it. I also think, and I've told Jose this as well, he's never been a guy in terms of pure foot speed that's been average or above. It's always been below, even in his prime. So, again, he still was able to play the outfield well because of, again, his jumps, his routes, his reads, things like that. But in terms of range and speed and things like that, there are going to be some limitations there. And I always felt like at third base, that wasn't going to come into play. So, again, the one thing we don't know because it's been a while is just the grind of playing it every day, every nine innings. But in terms of pure talent, ability, skill set, I don't have any doubts that he could play it. And I think the people there, and certainly you guys have seen him play from time to time, he looks good there.
Okay, Alex, we know a little bit about Jose Bautista here. You know him really super well. How is he going to handle that? That was the first thing I thought of, is whenever he signed a minor league deal and he's going to go to AAA and he's going to learn how to play third base. Well, he hadn't been in the minor leagues in forever. And I know when I was in the minor leagues, it was awful. I didn't want anywhere near being anywhere near the minor leagues. And you ask a guy of this caliber to go there and learn how to play a position at 37 years old. Now, maybe not learn is a strong word, but get used to doing that on an everyday basis. What is his mindset mentally going into doing the minor league thing and also doing the 37-year-old, the playing third base kind of thing?
Sure. Yeah, I don't know. His mindset's great. He's in a great frame of mind. I know you corrected yourself with learn. Look, he was a third baseman. He played a lot of third base. When we acquired him, I was assistant general manager at the time. We got him to play third base because Scott Rowland was hurt. I mean, that was the impetus for acquiring him. And he had played all over the place. He was that super utility guy, and he played the outfield. And he ended up being primarily an outfielder for us in Toronto at the time because Alex Rios, got claimed on waivers by the White Sox, and we had the opening in right field. And then at that point, we still had Edwin Encarnacion under contract playing third base. We were paying him. He was just going to play. So Jose settles in, has that big season in 2010 with the home runs, playing right field. Edwin's still at third base at that time. At that point, Jose kind of goes from that super utility to the everyday player. And now you guys both know, you get into the respect piece of, hey, you're now an established guy, stick to one position, this is your spot, and so on. But there were still various times where, I think even after that big season, he was projected going in to play third base the following year in 2011. And then only after, we had done the Vernon Wells deal, we had Juan Rivera, we started exploring with Edwin Encarnacion playing first base, and only after we signed Bautista to the extension did we kind of scratch that plan and move him back to the outfield. So he's been a third baseman. I don't think there's a learning curve at all whatsoever. It's strictly going to be age-related, body-related, and the lack of spring training in terms of playing it every day. But I think he's got the potential to be outstanding at third. Now it's going to be a matter of you know, how does he look? But I don't expect his stint in the minor leagues to be long. I mean, we're going to work with him on the program. We can make a decision pretty fast. We're optimistic that he's going to have an opportunity to come up here, but he's not going to have to go down to the International League for, you know, weeks or months at a time or things like that. He'll be an extended. He'll get in some Florida State League games, I would think, first. Then from there, we'll decide where we need to send him. And it should be, you know, if he looks good and he's playing well and we're optimistic and encouraged, should be a short stay and we'll get him up here. For whatever reason, it doesn't work out that way, we'll have a very candid conversation. But I'm optimistic that he's going to find his way here soon.
Small sample size, but the guy you have at third base right now has been pretty good. Ryan Flaherty, he's hitting 365.
He's been great. He's, you know, beyond obviously the performance, and like nobody expected him to perform, you know, 900 OPS. And, you know, we were the last team to get a home run out of third base. And not that we were complaining with what Ryan was doing for us. We added him at the end of spring training. Just what he brings to the team, the clubhouse, makeup, work ethic, character. He's outstanding. You know, you don't last as Buck Showalter's utility guy for six straight years if you're not a heady, instinctive, smart baseball player. But there's no doubt we've gotten so much more offensively than we could have hoped for. And again, you know, adding Jose and so on, there will be injuries. There will be dips in performances over the next 5.5 months or so. Having more guys that could play multi spots in a Jose and a Flaherty and so on. Johan Camargo just came back up for us last night. We need as much depth as we can get. We did spend a good chunk of money on a trade this offseason, and you know, we need to take some shots on some upside plays.
Before you let you run, when you make a move like this, Alex, would you have done this with any other player similar to Jose Bautista? In other words, how much did your personal relationship with him and your personal knowledge of Jose make this deal? Like, would you do this with a guy similar profile, but a guy who hadn't played for your team before?
Sure. I mean, it's hard to answer without knowing the exact guy. There's no doubt.
Sure.
The familiarity, the comfort was a massive part of this. So there's no doubt about it. And look, but that said, as much as I know him and Perry Manassian, assistant GM, knows him well, Kevin Seitzer, our hitting coach, who obviously had him in 2014, was very strong and very vocal about adding him. George Poulos, Mike Frosta, the training staff, very strong, very vocal about adding him. So there's a lot of people with a lot of time and a lot of knowledge of Jose that really, really wanted this to happen, really wanted him to join. This wasn't like, hey, let's give him a shot. This was, hey, we think this guy, again, there's obviously an element of risk. It's reflected in the deal. It's reflected in the salary. It's reflected in all those things that, you know, we don't know with his age and what happened last year. And there's certainly an element of risk that he's in that same spot. But we all know what the upside is and what he can be and what he's capable of being. But you know, knowing that those people were that vocal and that strong, and certainly talking to the manager, the team, he was on board as well. Ron Washington was familiar with him, was very excited to get him at third base. Our infield coordinator, Adam Everett, was with him the last 2 days here. He raved about how he looked at third base. He was really excited. I think there's a lot of people that don't remember that this guy played a lot of third base and how athletic he is. I think that's more the shock. And when they see him, I think that's why there's more of that surprise. But it's really going to come down, in my mind, to where he is in terms of the bat. And we'll get a pretty good read on that, I think, fairly soon.
Okay, Alex, I'm not going to act like I know what your plan is with the Atlanta Braves and where you're going to go here, but if I'm on this team and I see you making moves, bringing in veteran guys, that could be a little bit of a message. Are you trying to send any kind of message? Because the Braves have gotten off to an okay start. They're in second place, 10-7. Is there any message with this, or is this just, you know, it's what it is?
There's no intended message that we're trying to send.
Uh-huh.
I think just the reality of it is it's win. I mean, we're going to look to win. We're going to look to tweak. We're going to look to add any way incrementally we think we can get better. We're going to do it. So whether that's tweaking and adding a Ryan Flaherty late, adding Peter Moylan spring training, whatever it might be, as small as some of these moves might be, claiming someone and so on, we're going to constantly get after it and try to add and tweak. And we're going to be pretty relentless about it. So, I will say this, the guys in that clubhouse feel we have a chance to win. And being around these guys more and more, look, there's no question, in the top of this division are the Nats, based on past years. The Mets are off to a tremendous start. You know, we just played the Phillies tough, but they're a really good team as well. I think the NL East is going to be tough, but we don't plan on going away quietly. We have a lot of young talent. If we can hang in this thing come July, we'd have every intention to go out there and start to make some moves and try to get there. So you're always going to balance the short term and the long term and things like that. But, you know, our players will tell us how close we are, what we need to do. But in the meantime, as, you know, as a baseball operations group, we're going to do everything we can to support them and add when we can.
Alex, we appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much. Hopefully it works out. It'll be fun to see.
Yeah, good luck.
Sure. All right, guys. Really appreciate it.